And first up, we're going to have Space Show News. The first European attempt to build a satellite launch vehicle was the Europa 1 project, which used Woomera in South Australia and later French Guiana as a launch site or as launch sites. However, this project was cancelled.
The BBC science correspondent says the decision will probably kill the programme, on which Britain will have spent more than £70 million. He adds that the scheme, which uses the British Blue Streak rocket as the first stage of its launcher, may now end even sooner than 1972. Work is to continue on Britain's own rocket programme, and more money is to be provided for joint European scientific satellites. But, our correspondent says, the government plans to cut its space spending by a third and is trying to get greater realism in space projects, with emphasis on those with commercial prospects.
Out of this debacle came the Ariane project, which has just launched the first of its sixth generation of rocket. This feature from the European Space Agency.
Ariane 6 joins Europe's fleet of rockets for independent access to space. Building on the design and knowledge of five decades of Ariane launches, Ariane 6 will be versatile, modular, European. Ariane 6 comes in two versions that together can launch any type of satellite to mission into orbits around our home planet, to the moon, and beyond. Ariane 6 has four main sections. The boosters provide an enormous push early on to escape Earth's gravity. Depending on the power needed, Ariane can be fitted with two boosters or four. They burn for about 2 minutes and then are ejected. The main stage, powered by the mighty Vulcan 2.1 engine, provides part of Ariane 6's thrust. It ignites with the boosters, but continues to fire for almost 8 minutes until the rocket is out of Earth's atmosphere. The upper stage kicks in next, powered by the restartable Vinci engine. It can fire at will to bring multiple satellites to different orbits, as well as returning to Earth for safe disposal, minimizing space debris. The fairing sits at the top of the rocket, like a hat, to protect the satellite or passenger inside. From ignition to orbit takes just 8 minutes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. The solid fuel boosters burn fast and separate first, making Ariane 6 lighter and the voyage to space easier. Once past Earth's atmosphere, the fairing is not needed to protect the spacecraft, so it is jettisoned. The main engine stops running after about 8 minutes and then separates from the launcher. Ariane 6's upper stage now takes over to reach orbit and precision placement of the satellites. The upper stage makes it possible for multiple satellites to be delivered into different orbits. It can be turned off and restarted in space, even saving enough fuel to return to Earth for a clean disposal, burning up in our atmosphere and limiting space debris. Countries contribute to Ariane 6, and components for the rocket have been designed and constructed by companies all over Europe. Four organizations take care of the Ariane 6 program. ESA is the head of the program. It manages the budget and is in charge of the overall launch system. Ariane Group is the main contractor and has designed the Ariane 6 rocket. It orders and ensures the delivery of components from production facilities across Europe. Its modern and operational approach is based on its expertise from Ariane 5. France's space agency CNES designed and built the Ariane 6 launch pad at Europe's spaceport in French Guiana, managing operations, ensuring range safety, and tracking the launch. Arianespace sells the Ariane launches, negotiating with and accompanying companies and public organizations to launch their products into space. The trip to space starts in mainland Europe, with companies delivering thousands of precision components needed to build a rocket. The Ariane 6 stages are shipped to Europe's spaceport by the unique Canopé ship that can make a round trip every month to Europe's spaceport in Kourou, French Guiana, and reduce transport costs by half. Sales on the ship will reduce emissions by up to 30%. Europe's spaceport is near the equator, so rockets get a boost from Earth's rotation, the ideal place to launch to the stars. Integration of the Ariane stages starts on arrival at the spaceport, where the rocket is built. Just hours before launch, the mobile gantry rolls away to give Ariane 6 a clear view of its destination, the stars. From design to liftoff, thousands of Europeans contribute to the Ariane adventure, launching space missions to explore and benefit from our universe.
At 5 o'clock this morning, the first Ariane 6 lifted off.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, top. Allumage 2SR, décollage. Propulsion nominale. Trajectoire nominale.
And that call, trajectory nominal, was the call out everyone was hoping for and what we heard all of the way into space. Once in orbit, the upper stage deployed several sets of small satellites. However, just as they were congratulating themselves on a successful launch, it was learned that an auxiliary power unit had failed and the stage was unable to deploy two re-entry capsules, although it did deploy the other satellites. So, good and bad news there for Ariane 6. The next launch, by the way, is scheduled for the end of this year, and I understand that Arianespace has 29 bookings for the Ariane 6 launcher. So it looks like it's going to be a success.